This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Random Morning Podcast, audio exclusive, 115.5.
Man, it's your boy Jermaine Richards. The motherfucking streets sometimes refer to me as Quentin Quarantino, man, but we could talk about that another day, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building, man.
Yeah.
Javon Richards.
What's up, man? How's it going?
How we feeling, man?
Hey, my shit.
Hey, man. We got Sheldon Sebastian coming live from the GTA.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How we feeling, brother?
Yes, sir. Feeling good, man.
Amen. It's been a wholesome episode, man. Covered a lot of important shit. Where we been at, space-time, is time linear. Getting checked at the doctors. Getting the finger at the doctors. Poodle problems. And, of course, the Random Order Podcast.
Been a very wholesome episode, man. Feels good to be back.
Do what you do, man.
Do what you do. Light up.
Take them biscuits out the oven, goddammit.
Don't forget about them biscuits. And, yeah, we got a juicy episode coming to the YouTube channel. And, of course, we got the audio version, too. But we got our hands in the edits. We getting freaky over here, man. You don't want to miss that. Besides that, enjoy the audio exclusive, man.
All
right. Slap two pieces of bologna together on that joint.
That's the sound I had to hear every year from 2005 to 2009, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we back on the Apollos, man.
You know what it is, man. We back in this motherfucker with the brand spanking new audio exclusive.
115.5, man.
We in the O with it, man.
Yeah, the real O.
Down here, getting down. Mm-hmm. Getting adjusted.
How long have I been back now? Like 2 weeks?
Nigga, I don't even know, man. My sense of time has just been off. I've just been in the cut.
Man.
Probably about two weeks now?
Sound like
I feel
that.
Like this must be week three.
If my desktop a mess, I'm a mess, man.
Come on, talk about that shit, man.
Shit fucked up, man. My bar is on the right-hand side. That should tell you everything you need to know right there.
Your toolbar?
Yeah, it's on the right-hand side. It's just weird as hell.
Yeah, I sure you keep it on the left. I find that to be so weird.
Me and Julie were talking. You know what I'm saying? We just cooling and booting and doing our thing. Some scientists are coming out with new theories. Like every day there's some new shit popping up. And the scientists are coming out saying, yo, I don't think time moves in a straight line. And I said to him, I'm like, yeah, like, yo, suppose you can just spin around in a circle and that's your timeline of like, shit, you know, like, just be on the circle around the time of life, whatever it is. We just started talking about this time, not saying that that's the answer.
For all our listeners, yeah. Man, Sheldon got a confused
face. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, so you got to break down this theory on another level.
When you're saying you lost track of time, I'm like, yo, what if we're really on to something? Because sometimes I be waking up. I'm like, bro, it's not Sunday today. Someone fucking lied to us when we're sleeping. Something just happened. This is a Monday. I don't care what anyone says. You don't get that feeling?
Assimilation, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that shit. Y'all know the situation with space-time and shit, right?
Nah.
I'm not even going to get into that shit. We're going to save that for the next audio exclusive, brother. But just check me out, man.
It's just like, man.
It's like, yo, it's like if something had happened in the past, right? At a certain time, at a specific time, okay. That doesn't necessarily not exist anymore. You know what I mean? It exists at that time. The way Einstein said goodbye to his friend was like, yo, he's just over a hill. He's just like, we can't see him. He still exists in that time. You ever see Interstellar, nigga?
Yeah,
Interstellar. You watch Interstellar, you understand it.
Yeah.
When they break,
I've never watched
Interstellar. All the dimensions open up and shit into like a bajillion fucking different. Like every possible outcome exists. Like every possible outcome
exists. And it plays out?
Yeah, exactly. So like...
Oh,
but
shit.
Just our interpretation of time, how we understand time is just very limited. And we just see it in a straight line.
Uh-huh. Which is why me and the bro was saying, I'm not a scientist, but we're like, yo, I don't think this shit's just straight, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, I don't know. Nigga, I just feel like it.
I'm outside NASA scratching my nuts. I don't know, bro. Like,
I'm just feeling a little bit different.
Anyways, man, I have a podcast. Check me out.
Where are we, podcast?
And this is the thing. Don't take me serious either. Like, I didn't even want to hear it, bro. This is a safe space.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hit y'all in the head.
Yeah.
At the top of the episode.
So where I'm going this time is...
You was taking it somewhere?
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all a story, man. The other day, I was kicking it with the bro.
Out of this conversation.
Talking about space time.
I was like, damn, was that a loop, nigga?
I was having this conversation once again with Julian. And I was reflecting upon a time where I was stressing, didn't know what I was going to do in life, but I really wanted to do the videos. All these adults were telling me, like, yo, go to school, go to school, go to school. But his mom was the only person. She's like, yo, I'll tell you like this. Do whatever makes you happy because, yo, this life is too short. Went inside and left on that note. That same day, we later on go just to meet up with his family. And then she's there having a total different conversation, just saying, life's too short. Like, do what you want.
Oh.
And I'm like, she had no idea we had that conversation, like, prior to that. So it's kind of funny that we bring this up back now again to talk about age and shit. Because that stresses a nigga out. Yeah. So that's why these niggas come up to you with fucking hairline receding. I'm like, bro, what job?
So, damn, y'all still doing that shit, bro?
Yeah, nigga, you still doing this shit. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, like, I get it, though. Feeling jaded by your experience and what you've been through and, like, what you see as truth. And, like, man, life ain't that this and that. Life is hard. It's supposed to be hard, nigga. I mean, I get where it comes from and shit, but...
But I was like, yeah, I think... I was talking to somebody the day, I can't remember, and he was like, I could move out to, like, wherever and just, like, get rid of everything, get rid of all my phones. And I'm like, but it would be easier if you, like, were never introduced to that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you never knew about the grind, you never knew about rent, you never knew about none of that shit... That's why the fucking Amish, that's why they live that way. You feel me? That's why they live with no technology. They ride horses and shit. You know what I'm saying? But they never, ever experience like a phone. Like, they never experience
drop-top bands
with the roof in the trunk.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If you had to convince an Amish person to drive, to whip a drop-top Porsche.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, you like horses, right?
Check it out. About 640.
Listen, brother, I see you out of mushrooms.
Instacart.
Do you feel like the universe tells you things?
Hell yeah.
For sure. Because even like, I felt like just a while ago when we was talking about the conversation you were having, you went and heard it again, and I feel like that's the universe, like.
Bro, it has a weird language, man. It kind of blows me away that I've gotten used to just how it, I mean, like, it's not so much like, yo, that was weird, like, what the fuck, holy. It's just becoming like, oh yeah, that happened. Oh, that happened.
Start paying attention to it, yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you could learn a lot from
fucking nothing sometimes.
You just watch how a bird get down, like, damn, nigga, yeah, nigga, right. You know, that bird spin, nigga.
I was talking to the bro the other day.
That's where all the content, bro. So I was talking to the bro.
Y'all don't talk to y'all bros enough. This is my theory, because I believe in past lives. So I think, like, your death aligns with the birth. You see what I'm saying? Like, the moment you die, you transfer into the new birth that is happening in that same time somewhere in the world.
You feel exhausted thinking that shit? I feel like, damn, I got to start over, nigga, whack-ass haircut.
I mean, I don't think about it like that, but I definitely, you know, I just kind of think about maybe the things that I don't like or the things that, like, I struggle with, I probably won't struggle with in the next life.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But it'd be, I'm like, yo, how are you born? Because, nigga, you could be born with a personality. I was just asking the other day.
That's talking to the sis.
Yeah. I'm talking to Sim. I'm like, nigga, how were you born with a personality? Like, starting from, like, how you are as a fetus or, you know what I mean? Kicking around and shit. Oh, you're the aggressive one and da-da-da. Oh, you're so calm. And then your nigga grows up to be hella chilling and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I have a lot of questions, man. I have a lot of questions for this earth.
And you know what's scary, though? And the thing that kind of bugs me out is I believe there are questions on earth that would never be answered.
Oh, for sure.
Bro,
and there's shit that you don't even understand.
We're discovering new animals and new shit is, like, waters are drying up to a point where, like, we haven't even seen this yet. Yeah. And niggas are saying, yo, I don't know, this new mosquito just defrosted, bro. Y'all stay inside. Like,
man, that's a trip when you, my God, just drop a new bug on you.
Like, what you gonna do?
When you gonna tell me about this one, nigga? When you discover, like, yeah, you can see it online, like, hey, what the fuck is that? But sometimes, nigga, I see that shit. All the new bugs are in Orlando, I could tell you that shit.
And you don't know how to handle it, man. The other day, I came back home, and I seen a spider, huge, bro, like, huge, where I'm like, yo, okay, I can see the designs on your back. That's right. You can see the designs on his back.
A recognizable, like, spider thing.
Oh, my God. How do you go about it? But, yeah, man, I had to do what I had to do.
Which was?
I ain't saying that on camera.
You got to keep that rain tuck, man. That shit, you know what I mean?
Hey, on some deep, dark shit, there's very little more diabolical than just, like, fucking spraying a fucking bug with a poisonous liquid. Like, you just see them fucking just curl up and disintegrate.
Yeah, no, it's sick. It's sick. I'm saying it's bad. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, if you in my space and like I don't know how to get down with you.
And it doesn't feel great, but it's like, yo, I don't want to touch this shit.
I don't want to see the guts and shit. Nigga, let me just get you in a napkin real quick, tuck you up like a mummy.
You know what I'm saying? Flush you down the toilet, girl.
You know what I mean? Like, I look away when they're struggling and shit, but you know what I mean? You came in my house housing.
I can't do, like, if I just had a sign, I'm like, bro, just don't do it. Because there's also a cat, but I don't want to, I don't want to pick up anything. I don't want to touch.
Fucking around with all that shit, squishing and catching.
Yeah.
I have like a mesh in my balcony, so it's like sealed off. But then for some reason, wasps and hornets, they keep coming in.
They get in.
They're so calculated on how they get in these little fucking tiny holes, and they just keep, every time one flies in, I'm like, because I used to, at first I was like capturing them in Tupperware containers. I got them against a mesh, boom, flip it, walk them outside, let them free. Nice. Fulfilling. Yeah. Nigga, they keep pulling up on me. So I had to keep that, you know what I mean, on me, that blue can.
Bro, last night I had a battle with a fucking fly, bro. Like, I don't know how it got in here, but I closed the door and it was just me and him. Was going crazy, cuz, and I couldn't kill him. He kept pitching on like a very fragile piece of glass.
Oh, man.
So it's like, you can't do nothing. You gotta catch him in the air. And this nigga just, every time I swung and missed, like, he would get more irate. And it just was just going crazy. And I'm like, nah, man, this ain't it, bro.
Damn.
Like,
where is he at?
You know,
better places, man.
In the sewer system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably a zebra right now.
For real. For real.
Yeah.
What was your tool? Shoes?
I had a rolled up, it was like a flyer. I think it was like a Sobeys flyer.
I said, oh, that's old school with it. Hell yeah.
That's all I had still. I bought a fly swatter today, though. So
those be shitty, man. Fucking falling off and shit. You got a small area to nail that fly.
It's true. But I find there's some type of technology to like, they can't like see it coming. So you can literally just like, and just, you don't gotta like swing it fast. You literally just like a piece of paper and
what is it?
It just kills it.
It was a zapper. It's a zapper.
It's
at
a
end.
Specific fly
No,
swatter?
It's not a zapper. It's literally just like the regular joints that like, it's just like a grid, plastic grid, like intertwined and shit.
Ain't no technology. I have one of those shits, nigga.
I'm telling you, if a fly is pitched on a wall, just literally just, you don't even have to swing fast. They just stay there. I don't know what it is, bro.
What?
That's why they'd be, you know, it'd be flying off the stick and shit. I wonder, like, how the fuck, if you expect me to swat, why are you coming off like that? Maybe that's why. King Arthur type shit. You know, the nigga came through with the finesse.
Wait, you just tap it?
Let me look that up. Like, how do fly swatters work? You know what I mean? Because
wait, where did you do your research?
Yeah, well, like, where's this coming from?
This is just from killing flies.
Nigga's expert since last night.
Personal.
He's like, I've been at this nigga. I didn't even kill him with a fly swatter. He got it old school, but when I have a fly swatter, it's game over. Like,
I'd be like, nigga, you got till tomorrow.
You know, the thing is, bro, like, the buzzing was just so loud, bro. The buzzing was so loud. Yeah. I'm like, I can't allow this till the morning. Like, you're going tonight, bro.
I feel that. You be getting them thicky sometimes. Like, the big, that's when I get that premium spray.
The fly is more intelligent than we think. I'm saying how, like, when you're swatting the fly with, like, a fly swatter, their hair's on their back. I don't know if it's on their back. I just threw that in. But they have hair somewhere on them, and it detects the wind. So they move out of the way, and it's your dumb ass swatter.
Oh, so you're right. So you don't swing that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he may be right, yeah.
I'm gonna try that shit out.
Yeah. The thing is, man, I'd just rather not deal with it, man. Just don't come to my crib. Like, right now, there's two bees' nests in the back of, like, on two chairs on my balcony. They were on the left one first. I allowed that. I said, all right, man, get your kids out. Get the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly put a date in my calendar. I say, yo, come fucking September 1. These guys are done still. August 29th now, these fuckers built another nest. So I'm thinking they went and when they told their partners, like, bro, sweet.
Bro, it's a nursery start.
Bro, looked at me, bro. No, we cool.
No, we met.
They straight, I've been there for about
2 weeks. I'm telling you.
Bro, you smart with me.
Man, so, they built another nest. And I was just like, bro, like, this is getting ridiculous. So now I'm going to have to go buy the foam. Only a month, man. So they got about two more days, man. Then it's
get on your TikTok shit, bro. Just grab the queen. You know what I'm saying?
Get the queen.
Move her. You know what I'm saying?
I think wasps operate different. I think they're just here to
it's a wasp?
To kill.
Nah, these ones are light. These ones are, I think they're, there's something called like a mimic bee or something like that.
Wait, there's different types of bees other than like a wasp and a bee?
I think it's like a mimic fly or something like that.
A wasp ain't a bee, you know?
Yeah.
Very different anatomy.
Oh, it's not?
Hell yeah. They don't even know each other. They'll walk by each other.
They'll eat each other.
Really? Sure.
Yeah, no. I seen a wasp crunch a fucking bee. Crunched it, man. Crunched it. Funny enough, it was on TikTok the other day. And I will say, I've been leaving it. I've been chilling out there. Doesn't bother me at all.
You gotta watch for them hornets, nigga. They're only here to murder. That's it.
The hornets are.
You don't even know what they're for.
Yeah, they don't even know.
Oh, and there's hornets too. Goddamn.
With the long hornets stomach, with the skinny waist. God.
Yeah. Damn.
They thick on the and yeah.
I wish I had a place to go get some peanut porridge like in the morning, and I know I could make it, but it's just different when you have some peanut porridge like 6 a.m., bro. Like I really want.
I've never had peanut porridge.
For real.
What?
No, I've never had peanut porridge.
From like sunrise and shit?
Damn, never.
You never got a porridge from sunrise at all?
Never, no.
Damn. Bro, tomorrow morning, if you're up for it, find the sunrise and just go try their peanut porridge in the morning. I promise you, there's nothing like some hot porridge in the morning in Toronto's winters. Dog, your whole system is like, if someone were to look at you from an infrared scope, they'd be like, oh, that boy hot. That boy's stomach see you. Red. Like,
yeah. You just down. You're just like being.
Dog, I can't explain it.
Pulled closer to the earth and shit with the extra weight.
I'm gonna check that out. I'm gonna do it tomorrow, Wednesday.
Nah, it's really good for you still. Especially if you're in the gym, man. I'm gonna try and find a place. Like, I can figure out how to make it, but it's just different. You go to the other.
I feel like porridge is just like, I don't know, man. I've always been scared to try to make that.
I doubt it's hard, but it's just like, to make a right peanut porridge. And I just like gripping a one styrofoam cup. Remember when we got that soup from our man's at the fish store? Oh, man. Got
like kind of drinking it, kind of eating it.
Fat sips.
Dog, yeah. You gotta be careful sometimes, man. Shout out to Soup, though, man, because fuck.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this Zoom by the end. Let me hit you with a new link.
All right, for sure.
Tron's over here having dog problems.
Yeah, no. Yeah. My dog won't stay in the... He doesn't know how to just be by himself.
Oh, you got separation
anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I'm like feeding this little nigga CBD. It's going mad cool. Cause it's like one second he's up, other second he's out. Mm. But when he's up. And I like, he just fights on it, bro. You're tired. So I started putting him in this little cage area. And I'm putting him, like, I'm blocking him with a cushion. Mm. And he keeps jumping over it. So I'm just fixing a new position with his cushion shit. He keeps jumping over it. So one day we go to the gym. And he just constantly, this one week it was bad. He just kept shitting on the carpet. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, you can't be trusted. Lock him up. And we lock him up. Go to the gym. Every time we come back, it's a goddamn surprise, man. I'm just upset.
You anticipating now when you turn in that corner?
Yeah, like, man. How many all the turds time. I'm gonna see? Because you open the door shit? To where he's gonna. Yeah, like he's shitting on the carpet.
Oh no, yeah, we're talking turds, man. Okay, it's a medium dog, by the way.
Yeah, it's a medium.
Damn.
So on a bad day, it's looking real good size wise.
Yeah.
Are they wet? Are they wetty or?
Yo, it interchangeable, aye. Man.
That's not right. That's not right. Sorry, yo.
Like, you never know. So, and it's bad because, like, where we have him is just, like, he's between the garage and the living room. Mm-hmm. There's a little door before the garage, and it's, like, a little foyer.
Yeah,
so we just lock him off in there where it's, like, it's big enough for his bed if he wants to kind of walk around and shit. Enough space. It'd be a good kennel size.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to buy no big-ass kennel and just not, you walk into my crib, you just, what fucking horse is you?
Like, yeah, I know those things are like Rottweiler and shit. Like, giant fucking pig pen motherfucker in the middle of your shit.
Say, dog, you had owners to ask, like, are you holding someone hostage in here? Like, yo, that's big enough for a human, nigga. Right when we come in, we see this nigga's like, we see the damage he's made.
Right.
So sometimes we come in and shit's knocked over. We're like, okay, he definitely went back.
Yeah.
Just one day in specific, we come in and he's laying in his bed. Me and Julian are like, oh shit, so cute. Petting him, like, good dog, good dog.
He's dead.
I'm petting him like, yo, oh my God, good. I hear Julian, nah, man, nah. I'm like, no, wait, cause I think he's fucking with me.
He's like, yo, this is crazy. Nah, that's not right. That's not right. Because it's processing in his head.
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah.
I don't know what he's seeing right now. I'm still like kind of like bent down, like kind of petting mm-hmm. Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. This nigga said, nah, that's too much, man. The nigga jumped over, took shit, and jumped back over it. Nah, man. Nah, that's like disrespectful now. Like, and I'm thinking about, I'm like, dog, there's no way this shit there when I stand up. Bro, he jumped over, took a shit, and jumped back over.
Come on, he got to sleep. He took the shit. He's good.
And you be taking him out, obviously, right? You're going for walks, scheduled walks.
Scheduled walks. We're just going to the gym, come back from the gym. You don't come back over here. You don't come back over if you're going to shit there, stay out.
Yeah.
To jump back in? Bro, I was pissed. Yeah. I was on my fucking knees cleaning this shit up. I say, yo, this guy's lucky on shit in his cage. Yeah, leave him there. It was a dark side of me. Yeah. I was just so like, that's how frustrated I was. I was like, bro, you don't understand. Anyways, I'm scrolling on Twitter now.
See a nigga sitting on a cage. Cheek to cage situation, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll send it to you. Yeah. The caption is, you gonna feel me, bro.
Man, I feel that, bro. All it is like your mind just start, you're exploring options. Like first, all right, we tried, like, you know what I mean, going by the books at first.
Right.
That shit is not working, nigga. What else can we do? Right. I don't condone this, by the way.
You gonna feel me, bro. It's crazy though.
But it's just, you know, it's nice to know. You know what I mean?
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
When Julian was watching Brooklyn, that same situation came about where he walked in on some shit on the floor and Julian was so mad. Say, yo, this guy's lucky I don't fucking shit in his cage. Mm-hmm. So it's just funny that I came back months later and said the exact same thing. So this guy's like having a double laugh. I'm like, bro, it's so funny right now. Like, nothing's funny when there's shit on the floor, man. Nothing's funny about that.
Not on the carpet, man. They be preferring the carpet too.
It's true.
They don't be liking the slippery floor and shit. I'm like, bro, this ain't the place.
Because their paws slide.
Yeah, I can't understand it. I understand the physics. He's communicating with you. He's like, like, this is a choice.
Yeah.
The nigga does not have to shit. He's like, you know, I'm gonna put something down for some reason.
Yeah, I'm gonna put something down.
So he's like, you gonna feel it. That's that pain, man. You know, when a kid act out and shit, it's like, fucking fuck you, mom, dad, nigga.
Something going on. You gotta take him to the therapist, bro.
I was like, nigga, where is the nearest dog with glasses, nigga? He's tossing this nigga, man.
You gotta get to the problem, man. He did that on purpose, for sure.
Tell me what's going on, man. He cleaned up, though. No, we gotta say we're on to like week 3. I haven't seen nothing yet, so fuck.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Figuring it out.
Poodles. It's a poodle thing, by the way, which I found out are the emotionally dependent ones.
Yeah, for sure.
But specifically the toy poodle.
Yeah.
Apparently he's like the fucking king of
separation anxiety.
Cannot be fucking separated by even a meter.
Oh, yeah.
We got that dog, and then Wally's like, yo, you know, that's the most dependent dog in the world. I can confirm. That shit is true, nigga.
Yeah. You got the number one spot.
Mm-mm.
But let me tell you
something.
That should
be stressing me out, nigga. Cas be so... What is he?
Yeah, he's a Shih Tzu and a poodle and a toy poodle.
Damn.
Yeah.
He be chill?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Good advice.
Yeah, no. He's great. He's very dependent. But the thing for me is like, bro, if I know you're not in pain, you're hungry, you're fed, and you're just whining, I'll just... Do your thing, bro. I'm not gonna give you what you want. Like, I'm not. It's annoying, but it's like, bro. If I know you're good, I'm not. I'm only gonna jump through hoops so many times, bro. I'm not gonna pick you up, bring you here, pick you up. No, bro.
They be hitting the Mariah Carey sometimes.
Oh
though,
my god!
With the sharp, like, he knows the note to hit. That was like, yo, fuck.
There's one where like they don't open their mouth. It's just like it just comes from inside. And then there's one where they open their mouth, and that's the one where it's like, okay, the nigga is fucking upset.
The shriek. Yeah. Oh my god.
But it's like, yo, they're just when they're chilling and they're with you, it's like, yeah, all right, this is why I bought you.
That's that when you're in a bad relationship and you're like, yo, man, when it's good, it's good. And that's exactly what the fuck it feels like. It's like, yeah, nigga. Like, we could be cool. You see this shit? Yo, he's tripping this shit.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Where that nigga sleep at, man?
Kaz?
Me?
He has multiple beds. And then he sleep on the bed.
See?
He sleep on the bed with us sometimes.
Yeah, cut that out.
Nah, what usually happens is around...
Don't me
nah. Then nah, we doing that shit.
Nah, it's okay. We figured it out. What usually happens is around like 8 a.m. he want to come on the bed. So 8 a.m. So like he don't sleep on the bed all night. 12 to 8 a.m. he's in his own bed. And then around 8 a.m. he want to come on the bed and he just want to wake up with everybody, so we just bring him on the bed. So, we just bought a bigger bed, too, so now I really don't care.
I feel that shit. 8 a.m. is nice. That nigga be pulling up on me 6.
Yeah, yeah.
6 minutes from 4 a.m., nigga. No, early.
Fuck yeah, that not, shit. It's not it, bro. No, 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 no.
Pets know a sense of time.
Oh, for sure.
Animals know a sense of time, hell which yeah, is nigga. Crazy.
My cat used to wake me up at 8:15.
Which is crazy.
On the dot, eh?
On the dizzy.
I'd be at it, and then, like, for some reason, starts this new thing kind of, like, bites my ankles. Not bites my ankles. like he kind of just jabs my ankles, like, with his nose. Like, he'll kind of, like, jab me and then bounce back. And he's usually trying to tell me something. So every time I listen to that specific action, he showed me something. Maybe we go outside, he has to take a fucking load. So I'm like, yo, that's proper.
Yeah, I fuck with that, yeah.
Yeah, so one time I did it, and just not really paying attention. I go outside, and this nigga's just not, like, we go outside, and niggas just stand outside with the leash on, looking back at me. I'm like, I missed what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you missed a step?
I missed something. I got no pants on. So whatever. I go back inside and I look at the time. I'm like, oh shit, the nigga was trying to tell me it's time for him to eat. Cause he knows at that time, I usually feed him around like 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That just works for his stomach. About 6 a.m. he ready to let that out. So it's just, it's consistent. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this man told me when to eat. And it was like kind of like a constant thing. You would kind of wake up from his sleep and say, yo, fuck up, Marv. I know what time it is. Mm-hmm. Which is also goose and geese know how to fly south.
Hell yeah, nigga. Time. Roosters every morning, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, not some roosters be tripping. It'd be, all right, nigga, it's too early for that shit. It's in Jamaica a couple of times. I hit that shit 1 a.m. Like, all right, motherfucker.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, we got this brand new motherfucking episode in the canister.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
Oh, yeah. How long has it been? Like 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Yeah, I looked at the most recent upload. It says a month ago.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Nah, but it's smooth though, man.
Nah, we're bad for that still. Man. We're bad.
Nah. You know,
like, I know why, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, we locked in on this. That's long.
Yeah. I was telling my bro the other day. So I was talking to the bro. And I always like the idea of like, man, you'll get it when you get it. And I kind of like that community respect of that. They'll get it when they got it.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes, honestly, I don't even be tripping if it's like, you're another week. Because you niggas know, there's some fucking heat on this laptop right here.
Mm-hmm. It's some heat, man.
There's some heat on this laptop. And I know niggas going to enjoy it when it drops. But
yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, now a little transitional period back in the O. Got a lot of things. We got to clear out of our way, but...
Yeah, on top of that, we wanted to get our hand back on these edits and shit, and, like, to help shape the show in a way that we see it, you know what I mean? I feel like, also, this is, like, I don't know, man, this format is just so fun. There's, like, a lot of opportunity to experiment with shit. I'm gonna edit it like this time, and let's do more of this. Let's take away that. Let me try cutting up these segments in a certain way. And, yeah, I feel like we're onto something. You're right, I don't be sweating when it's, like, I see the time going by, but I like to keep a nice moderation.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know what I mean? I like the fact that we could, like... Get into a flow. What the fuck is that? I like that we could get into a flow and then like take a little bit of time off to catch up and you know what I mean, recalibrate, get back on it. But we're about to be on these motherfuckers, man.
I mean, it's I don't even think it's about like chasing a day. I think it's just like it's like putting out new episodes, you know?
But I also like coming back from a little life experience.
It gives everyone the chance to like really go out there and watch other things and realize like, you know, why it's kind of, I don't know, it's different. I know everyone knows it's different over here. It's like, but it's great because I get breaks from different shows, different things. And I'm like, fuck, like I'm craving that show back now. So it's like, I do like that. You guys aren't just getting us every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys aren't just getting it because it can't. Like, you know what I mean? It also could be tiring for, like, on our parts and shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. It is tiring.
But with that being said, yes, we are back in the old skis, can't set up skis. And this episode is crazy, man.
Yeah, man. We broke this episode down 50-50. Mm. I'm going to take half. Sean took half.
I just want to say, quick PSA, I don't know who needs to hear this. I'm talking to the fellas right here, man. You got to take care of yourself, man.
100.
You know what I'm saying? All my fellas, we got to take care of ourselves, you know? Go to the doctor, eat your vitamins, lotion your entire body, you know what I'm saying? Moisturize your feet, all that shit. I just had an epiphany one day. I'm like, yo, I barely lotion my back.
That's what's up, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, growth, man.
That's not right, bro. You got to be intentional, bro. Bro, you ever exfoliate your body?
Yeah, with the scrub and shit?
With either like a scrub or like a or like an acid serum, like whatever.
For sure.
My fucking skin is soft right now.
But nah, yeah, facts. Take care of yourself, man. Yeah,
that's it. That's my PSA.
Man, I'm dreading that finger up the butt. I'm not even gonna lie to you, gang.
Yeah. That's why I'm fucking scared of age, nigga.
Yeah.
And I hope time is not linear, niggas. I can go back. I want to go around that time.
Yeah.
It has to be a male doctor, right? You got to match your gender. Like,
I don't know. I was gonna say, would y'all ever get a colonic?
What's that?
I would smoke chronic, yeah.
No, a colonic is where they pump water up your ass and suck it out.
No.
Shut up, nigga. You got a coupon? You saw that on Groupon?
It's a I learned about colonics. Shout out Kalani. I learned about colonics from Vashti. Vashti, the director, she used to get colonics. She got like hella vlogs about colonics and shit. I haven't built up the courage to do it, but I've thought about it before.
So it just gets you from like the, like how deep in the gut, how, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it just, it's more the water and then like, it's like a vacuum, right? So so essentially, you ever get your ear flushed?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like that, but your ass.
So you're getting your large intestine washed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I bet we gotta do that shit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know what's in there, just
exactly, bro. I'm about health, bro. Health is wealth, man. For real.
Yeah,
not to be corny, but I just feel like, I'm looking at 30 just now. I feel like I'm at the age now where like you gotta be intentional with the shit. It ain't just gonna be there naturally. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta eat well, you gotta exercise, you gotta take your vitamins, you gotta go to the doctor, or else by the time you're 45, 50, this shit is clipped.
Speaking about clip, y'all seen the N1 documentary?
It's a documentary?
Yeah.
Untold story of N1. Like, I think you should definitely watch it because it's just like, can I just say, Lord, what a time that was.
Bro.
N1. Like,
they got the professor on there, hot sauce and shit.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, man. And it's telling you the story of like exactly how they got them and, you know what I mean, just the creators of the CEOs and all this. And it's like, it's beautiful to watch, man, because it's almost like you see history repeat itself. And it's crazy how people say history repeats itself, because it really does, man.
It really
like
does.
Just
yeah,
in different
sure.
ways, different forms and shit. And it's just like, there was a sense of going viral from before. It just wasn't on the internet, so you couldn't really see the whole power to it, you know what I mean? But it's just, influence is just what that is. It's just people see something, they see a reflection of themselves, and like, they go with it. I remember I was telling Julian, I'm like, yo, Animal was so big for me that like, it's just everywhere. It just became my street ball life of like, bro, some people did like hot sauce moves on me. I'm like, bro, why is this happening? Like,
yeah,
this is not how Kobe did it. Like, they can't do that. Like, that's travel. It was just two different games you had to learn.
That's when it was the peak of motherfuckers bonking you in the head with basketball.
Like, hey, nigga, that's the fucking last time.
And the fucking shirt stomach thing. And
that's hot sauce.
Dribbling with your knees and shit.
Damn.
Crazy.
And at this time, Julian was in Jamaica, so we're watching. He's like, yeah, like, I didn't know about this then. And then he's seen the move, because I was like, yo, I was on it in 2000, because that's just, it was taking over the streets. Like, I you knew who Hot Sauce was.
I had VHSs. Like,
yeah. So then as the documentary goes on, I guess Hot Sauce did something where he was in a movie and it ended up that Julian knew him. He's like, yo, I see that movie when he was in Jamaica. I'm like, bro, look at that. Like, yo, that's how crazy
it reached you.
It's like, it reached you. Watch it, man. It's crazy. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. And you know what I mean? It's evident what, like, what happened, but we should definitely come back to that because
what platform?
Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never watch any of those Untold?
He has.
Oh, yeah. Untold.
It's one of those. Yeah.
I got you.
No, that was dope, man.
It was a good watch, man. But fuck, man. Like, yo, and anyone watching this, man, yo, just make smart choices in your contract, man. It's a contract. You never have to sign the contract.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want on that contract if the other person agrees to it. You know what I mean? Like, you can make your own rules. It's just so sad seeing niggas go down bad. Like,
damn,
due to some dumb shit.
I want
to
watch that shit tonight, but that'd be irresponsible of me.
Nah,
I got shit to do. Niggas just getting fucked up on the contract back then.
From the beginning of time, bro.
Like, now it's all over the place. So, like, you really look at sideways if you sign a really fucked up contract. It's like, all right, nigga, the information is, like, right out there. But back then...
But niggas be needing bread, bro.
Yeah, that's that too, They got that leverage.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of elements that go into it.
But sometimes you just gotta fucking, like... If you need that bread now, like, you're gonna need it years from now. So don't fuck yourself now. Like, grind it out a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a message,
Not to say we're not P. Diddy and shit, but there's just times that, again, we just did shit and put it into the universe and, like, just seeing it kind of come back tenfold. Like,
All right,
you know what I mean? Let's bite the bullet on this one, whether we're hurting ourselves or whatever. Like, just sometimes you gotta, I don't know, it should be testing you sometimes. Someone wave a fucking flag in your face and that's the first thing you grab instead of saying, all right, hold on, everyone relax. You know, so.
Don't be signing 360s, man.
Don't sign a
360. Yeah. I'm trying to sign Symphony to my label, man.
We got good deals over here. 360.
That's a good 360.
It stay in here, don't worry.
I just want to act like Suge Knight for one day. Just close deals, nigga, just very aggressively.
Yeah, and wear an all red suit. I'm in a space right now where everything I'm saying, it keeps happening. And I don't know what it is. Other day, I'm telling my friend I'm jealous. I'm like, oh, you got invited to a wedding? I'm jealous, man. Fuck, I really wish I could get invited to a wedding. I haven't been invited in years. I've been saying it. I've been saying this shit. I get a text. Ding. Yo, what's your email? What's your address? This and that. What the fuck's going on? Open it up. You're invited to a wedding. No way.
Wow.
We getting hemmed up?
Shit, man. My boy Ty, man. Shout out my man Ty. I'll see you there.
That's fine.
You got y'all niggas getting the Steve Harvey suit fucking TikTok?
No.
Every man need 5 suits. You need a black one, a brown one, a blue one. The blue go with the brown, the brown go with the beige, the beige go with the black.
Yeah.
That nigga was spitting except for, there's like 3 specific combinations. I'm like, all right, Steve, that shit don't go together, nigga.
Yeah. He throwing shit out there now.
Every man needs 10 suits, nigga, because you got to, you factor in your body weight. Because you be, you know what I mean? You fluctuate. Like, yo, I'm a little bit thick. The suits are something you keep in your closet for a long time. But if your body's changing, you like, all right, I need my little, get my thick pants on.
Yeah.
That's my fucking problem, nigga. I be getting thick and thin and shit.
Yeah, I checked my weight the other day. Stone. What's up? Nah, I'm good. What's up?
Yeah, but now he's right, nigga. I ain't got one fucking. If you tell me on the drop of a hat, nigga, I need you to pull up to this suit event.
Yeah, I don't got it. Yeah,
I can't.
But if it's like strict suit, then no. But if it's like just like formal, I figure it out.
Yeah, no, you could always figure out a formal. You know what I mean? Hit him with the approachable turtleneck shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? A little fucking. You break out the Drake sweater.
Yep.
Those type of night. Sure. Yo, the Drake sweater come through, nigga.
I keep it around.
Man, you gotta have a turtleneck on a cotch.
You got the turtleneck ready to go? Load it up?
You gotta have. I have one right now, and it's a little small now. So I gotta up my turtleneck. But yo, you know when you got a good turtleneck on your hands, bro.
Uh-huh. I've been in the gym, so it's looking good for your boy.
Oh, damn. Where you gonna go now? Make sure that's your building.
I'm gonna go to LA Fitness.
That's what's up, man.
I was gonna go to Planet Fitness, but I'm like, I just be them people be over there.
You can't,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, I see too much Planet Fitness content.
Yes,
it's always somebody fucking wilding out.
Yes,
you gotta know where you're going.
Yes. That nigga so, just crushed himself in half. Nigga.
Yeah,
Planet Fitness.
Yeah,
walking around. That's when you see niggas on the cables in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you're right, brother. Come on, take self care. Yeah,
exactly.
And you got to know what you're doing too, man. You got to know where you're going, because it's like, bro, all right, I don't play ball at an LA Fitness sometimes, because I'm like, bro, you got to know your LA Fitness. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. So, like, the LA Fitness on Airport Road is fucking crazy.
Really?
Still.
Like, oh, yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, it's just Hoopers over there still.
Like, oh, you gotta, fuck.
And Hooper's in problems. Okay. That's where I try to dunk on Sim. Like, I would do
that. Felt the vibe.
All right, say that.
Something in the air.
Yeah, something in the air, man. But yo, I keep having something to say and I lose it. Damn, man.
What's up? Yo, check this out.
Like, yo, check this shit out.
That's when you get the whole floor and like, everybody's like, yeah?
Yeah.
Every nigga got so much patience. I'm like, nah, I got nothing to cut in with.
Fuck, man. Nah, man, give me a second.
God damn.
What do y'all get when you go to the grocery store these days?
Nigga, I hate the grocery fucking store.
I fucking hate it, bro. Yeah. I never know what to get. Yeah. And I spend racks and come home and say, well, what the fuck
I eat? Yeah, it's true.
It's the same pattern like we grew up watching when our parents would go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. The same fucking, like, oh, I fucking hate this shit. Yeah. Nigga, you hustle through it, come home, fuck. Ain't shit.
My problem.
Ain't fucking shit.
My problem with the grocery store is like, I don't like to shop super far in advance because I don't want to be locked into that food. You feel me? Like, you see what I'm saying? You caught fucking chicken, beef, da da da, fucking salmon. Yes, you're locked in. You got to finish that shit.
You got to follow through with the dinner plans that you set up.
Yeah.
Shit's going bad. You're on a timer.
Exactly, bro.
As soon as you buy that jalapeno, you nigga, you got 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. And I feel like as a kid, my shit never really went bad like that. And now I'm an adult. I'm looking at this shit. I buy a jalapeno. The next day I come, there's already a worm there. I'm like, how, bro?
Because that's your dollar rot now.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ever watch that dude on fucking TikTok that be talking about how to store different vegetables and shit?
Nah, I need to subscribe to that shit.
That's probably what you need to tap into, bro.
Man,
it'd be some weird shit. Be like, stuff you put in the fridge. He'd be like, don't put in the fridge. What the fuck?
I don't want all type of shit all on my counter and shit.
Yeah, I don't
like
want
some
new shit.
Motherfucking 1940s and shit.
Mm-mm.
But brother, if it lasts longer, brother.
I hear that shit.
I don't want no new shit. Nigga tell me, what you doing keeping eggs in your fridge? Gotta keep them in the cupboard. But come home to chicken.
Put them under the couch, brother.
Home to chicken. Oh, yeah, and then my mother.
It's the last time I listened to a TikTok.
Yeah, man. In my sink. I can't do
That's a good question. Have you ever, as a TikTok, ever like led you astray?
Dog, yo, you gotta understand. Like, I see TikToks, and I'm like, all right, this is fun. But yo, I can't take it serious because you niggas is just regular people just talking shit with a phone. Everyone has an iPhone,
right? But the thing is, I've never come across false tutorials on TikTok. Yeah, I haven't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've come across real life hacks, man.
I see real shit.
Yeah,
I do. But it's just like even some. Okay, for example. I'll get a TikTok saying, did you know you could save your socks instead of throwing them away? I'm like, all right, cool.
I don't give a fuck.
This shit works, but like, bro, come on, nah.
I'm not going to soak my socks for 3 days.
I'm not going to store it. And then I just add a little bit of music and then speed up the time lapse. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing that for 72 hours. Basically, long story short, we're talking about how like Teslas were this car of like when every time one passed, it was like, yo, Tesla, 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 Tesla. And then now it's like everyone makes a smart car. You know what I mean? Tesla's everywhere. Everyone's making a smart car now. And I'm like, bro, it's kind of like how the iPhone just became the regular phone before you seen the iPhone. And it was like, yo, don't look now, but that guy to your left has an iPhone like at his table. 100%. Like, I remember seeing the new black 3GS shiny at the back. Oh my God. When I first hit, and in Canada, we got shit slow. So it's like when someone had an iPhone, was like, bro, how?
Yeah.
How much you pay? Where'd you get it? All right. Now it's just like, bro, everyone has an iPhone. Like, what's that new?
Zero down.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I seen T-Mobile ad out here in the States, and it's like they're begging to give out like these phone plans, like $20. Like, yo, we'll give you everything. Netflix is on us. I'm like, bro, for real.
Yeah, they'd be ready to give you neck.
How bad they want to sell these phones and shit.
True, yeah.
I'm like, yo, this deal is too sweet, man.
They just need customers in the door.
Hey, yo, Jermaine, you know the song Crispy by Kia Shine?
Kia Shine?
Kia Shine.
Who's that?
Damn, listen to that song when you...
Crispy?
Crispy, yeah, with a K. I don't know if it's going to take you back, but it is a 106 support.
Man, I was just talking about... I was just banging that motherfucking Chingy and
Smart Guy's brother.
That shit.
Yeah.
Every time I try to leave,
some keep pulling me back.
Yeah, nigga, I have to bump that shit in the flesh.
Yeah.
It just can't. Nah. I don't know. Lately, I've just been waking up with just vivid songs in my head. Just like as I in between the stage where I'm waking up and like asleep still. Yeah, one day that shit was just spinning on loop. I had to play that in real life, man. It took me back.
That's funny. I was in a Cassidy binge the other day.
I thought you said you were in Cassidy's Benz. I'm like, what?
No, I was just on his Spotify page, just going back. Man, Cassidy was, man, he had some joints, man.
He was on that Innocent Man.
Oh my God.
When he came back, I'm an innocent man. Yeah, no, I believe it.
I was on the top 40 singles, but that was a good song. I remember that joint.
Damn, I really clapped this candy, bro. I said I wasn't gonna do it and I ate all of it.
I hate that.
Yeah, bro. I already don't feel good about it.
That's, you can only regret. Talking like a damn baby.
It's been a long week.
You only regret.
You only regret it.
You can only regret candy, nigga. There's nothing you can get. You know what I mean? It's just that 1 second high and that's it.
That's it.
You know you're gonna guaranteed one way ticket to feel like shit.
And it's the
you still do it,
man.
Yeah.
I have a Costco membership, fellas.
Yeah, nigga, you told us in episode fucking 101, 2, 3, 4.
But here's the part about having it, man. It comes with some responsibility.
Is that right?
You know what I'm saying? Because you can. Mm-hmm. I'm a nigga where I like things big. I like real big, big timers. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want something, I want all of it at once. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you order, let me ask you a question. When you order, you use out of the restaurant, brother, you order some appetizers, you order the main dish and shit, and they ask you, you know, separately or all at once?
Whatever is ready.
No, hold on. Tell niggas slow down and shit. Yeah.
Don't you dare disrespect the chef. When that nigga send it out, send it to me. But not like, I'm like, I just like it in bulk. You know what I mean? Don't give me like 5 almonds, like give me the whole bag.
Yeah.
But my problem is Julian doesn't like that shit. So when I get a bag of almonds, I'm walking around it with my bag and my bag of almonds in the Costco cart. The whole time the bag is rattling, almonds are moving. I'm like, dog, this is all me. I try not to even look at the calorie count on this shit because I'm like, dog, like, no. This is for a family to put out maybe at an event, maybe at
to pour a little bit in a bowl.
This is my event. Dog, I am waxing this shit. And I'm like, yo, like, I've ate way too many chocolate bags of fucking chocolate almonds still, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
So I feel you on that candy thing. Just looking at it saying, yo, I know this is all about to be me.
It's just like, you know, it's bad and shit, but to see that visual of how much, like exactly how much, you ever like, yeah, I could fucking finish a medium pizza, no problem. But then you look at that medium pizza in the car and shit, I was like, damn, nigga, we about to just put this in our body, nigga, what the fuck? It's kind of fucked up.
Dog,
bro, I was watching, it's one of those intervention shows on TLC. Somebody just fucking loved tartar sauce and it was like ripping her family apart. Okay. And then, nigga, nothing would work. It's like, yo, you're gonna fucking die. You're just still smacking tartar sauce out the wazoo. And then the producers was like, you know what we need, nigga? They took her to a park, calculated like her tartar sauce intake.
Oh, they did
like
the visual joint.
A year, and then fucking poured it down a slide. So she saw all this tartar sauce. Like, this is you in 1 year. Tartar sauce like creeping down the slide. She started crying and shit.
Bro, that's gonna do it.
Yeah, she tartar free, nigga. I caught the reunion, the flash transition. Yeah, I've been tartar free for 3 months.
That's gonna fucking do it. That's crazy.
Bro, your arteries is like crying at that point. But yo, you have to. It's a good. You need some visualization in your life sometimes, man. It's a good way to look because I have a chocolate almond problem. I'm telling you.
You ever see like them? Like this is they pour out a bag of sugar for like how much is in one can of?
I don't look at that stuff, brother.
I don't get those TikToks. You said block, nigga. Misinformation.
I drink Coke Zero, man. Ain't no sugar in there. I think.
Something's better left as a mystery, brother.
It was just like, I knew. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get mad quick because I'm just not, like, I'm not in that space right now.
Bro, it feels like you're at war.
It has because I'm like, yo, my mind is just somewhere else right now. You literally can't do anything.
We're talking about editing the episodes.
Right.
and just fucking watching the same shit over and over and over and over again. Yeah. That shit work. It takes a toll on your mind editing something for a long time.
No, yeah. I can imagine, bro.
I was telling, that's what I said, Sean. I just responded to like a text that you sent like 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
I'm like, yo, shit. I'm bro, I literally didn't even like. I'm like so tapped out right now.
But you be tapped in.
Locked in.
I'm tapped in, but I'm just like I'm just tapped in somewhere else right now. I feel like I'm on that show you're telling me to watch.
Severance.
Yeah, Severance.
I didn't good fucking show, man. It's just one of those cool concepts, and then you just see them dive into the concept and like try this and do that. I'm like, oh, what if you? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Zara watched it. Zara watched it. Said it's fire still.
Yeah, man. It's one of those. It's one of those.
Y'all gotta watch The Wire. I'm done season one of The Wire. It's fuck, yo. It's fire.
You seen this Game of Thrones reboot?
I haven't.
You started it? Yeah.
You started
two episodes in. Yeah.
It's me too.
It's a joint. It takes place 200 years before the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you started? Oh, yeah. I started.
You didn't watch episode 2 yet?
No, not yet. But yeah, you seen episode one. Was fucked up.
Don't spoil it.
That was a lot.
Don't spoil it.
That was a lot. Yeah. But out. My thing with Game of Thrones is I was being immature and being like, man, fuck all that dragon shit, playing around and shit. But honestly, it was just like, that show already fucking
left. You're too far gone.
The train fucking left me. And that's, this is an opportunity to get into it.
And that's why niggas is FOMOs, man, because like, they don't know how to like relax.
You call a nigga FOMO?
Yeah, because it's a collective of y'all, bro. It's a collective of y'all, man. Y'all just so, y'all don't want to be left out. It's okay to be left out sometimes. That's all I'm saying. Okay. FOMO's fear of missing out, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all call a motherfucker FOMO.
Everyone's call a nigga FOMOs. A FOMO.
It's just a whole group of y'all, bro. Because like, Game of Thrones, everyone's talking about it. Like, you guys want, bro, I missed out on Harry P. Like that was big.
I didn't even know his last name. Like, this.
I dressed him just as Harry P. Like
you don't know a nigga by his first name, last name basis.
Nah, man. Like Julian was telling me that every Christmas he was just so excited, and I remember he'd be excited, and I had to miss out of that. Like it was too late. They've dropped. They already done figured out who the prisoner of Azkaban was.
I'm still trying to figure out who Harry P. is.
I'm trying to figure out the secrets in the chambers, so it's like, I knew it was like I was okay to be left out. So
how you know the title
is, like,
so well, brother?
Oh, because I caught up now.
Oh, okay,
yeah, man.
Okay. Well,
I caught up now, but it's just like I was like 24, and I had to like say, okay, this is good. Like I was 24 when I finished Lord of the Rings. Niggas finished that years ago, so it's just like now this Game of Thrones thing. I'm watching it, but I'm okay to be left out of shit.
I'm so okay to be left out of shit. Nigga, I was with him when he was watching Lord of the Rings, nigga. I watched that shit backwards. The show was playing right behind me. I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm just keep. We were shipping out sweaters at the time.
Yeah.
He just chose not to look.
I'm like, it's fine. He just fucking left me, nigga.
Yeah.
But it's good, man.
And he's still there like, yo, fuck.
Yeah.
He's there folding shit, nigga. Yeah. Like, next time.
Nah, I feel you.
Oh, man.
I catch you when I catch
you.
Nah,
but it.
Fuck that. I'm not watching that shit either.
Damn. It's been a swell episode, man. It feels good to be back. Yes, it's going down, man. We got a big, fat, juicy motherfucking episode on the way, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, we gotta leave these niggas with, man.
Yo,
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
There it is. Shonda of the day, man. The richest place in the world is the graveyard. You feel me? Because that's where all the ideas that were not fulfilled go to die. So don't let your ideas die in the graveyard, brothers.
But is it in the graveyard, bro, or is it in the
Because, bro, if consciousness is everywhere, bro, it's in the air.
Technically, someone else took it.
Well, I was talking to the bro, and that kind of aligns with what bro was saying, actually.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.